Is there anything I can do? She asked. I shook my head. Then I said, actually, yeah. Very well. Find out whatever you can about skinwalkers. I'm going to kill this one. All right, she said. Meanwhile, I said, is there anything I can do for you? For me? She shook her head. But Morgan could use whatever help he can get. Yeah, I said, like I'm going to help Morgan. She lifted her hands. I know, but there's not much I can do. Everyone knows he was my apprentice. They're watching me. If I try to help him openly, they'll suspend me as captain of the wardens, at best. Don't you just love it when justice can't be bothered with petty concerns like fact? Harry, she said, what if he's innocent? I shrugged. The way I was all those years? I'm too busy admiring the karma to lend a hand to the bastard. Out on the street, Thomas's Jag cruised by the end of the alley, then pulled up to the curb and stopped. I glanced at the car and said, there's my ride. Anastasia arched an eyebrow at Thomas and his car. The vampire? He owed me a favor. Anastasia said. Her look at Thomas did not say yum. She looked more like someone who was trying to judge by how much she would have to lead a moving target. You sure? I nodded. The White King told him to play nice. He will. Until he doesn't, she said. Walkers can't be choosers, I said. The beetle died again? Why don't you get a different car? She asked. Because the blue beetle is my car. Anastasia smiled faintly up at me. I wonder how you make something like that so endearing. It's my natural good looks, I said. I could make athlete's foot endearing if I really had to. She rolled her eyes, but was still smiling. I'll head back to Edinburgh and help coordinate the search. If there's anything I can do. I nodded. Thank you. She put her hands on my cheeks. I'm sorry about your friends. When this is over, we'll find some quiet spot and relax. I turned my head to one side and kissed the pulse in her wrist, then gently clasped her hands with mine. Look, I'm not making any promises, but if I see something that might help Morgan, I'll let you know. Thank you, she said quietly. She stood up on her toes and kissed me goodbye. Then she turned and vanished into the shadows farther down the alley. I waited until she was gone to turn around and join my brother in the White Jag. Damn, that girl is fit, Thomas drawled. Where to? Stop looking, I said. My place. If Morgan was going to give me the shaft, I might as well find out now.